Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge 105 Radio and, the combined actors of Cambridge are performing the 39 Steps this week. Mike Milne is co-director with his wife, Gloria, and Mike is here now. Morning, Mike. Thank you for coming
in.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So, the 39 Steps. And I was saying to Lucy earlier on, I think I must have seen at least 4 film versions of this. I didn't see them in the correct order. The first one I think I saw was Kenneth Moore in a version which was mid-1960s.
I think it was a bit earlier, possibly.
Was it?
Late 50s,
was it,
possibly.
It was Channel 4 and it was black and white. That's possibly enough said. But this, the play, which I think this is sort of taken from, is more based on the original Hitchcock version.
That's correct.
Which would be mid-1930s.
1935, that one.
Right, so, yeah. But then that went to, you're probably better explaining this than I am, it then went to the London stage.
Yes, in 2009, I think that was. It was on stage in the West End and has been performed virtually continually since, and fairly recently it's been released for full amateur presentation.
So as an amateur dramatic company, do you sort of wait for certain productions to be released? You know, you see them on the West End, you might see them at the Arts in Town, and you think, oh, if only there was an amateur production and the licence available to do that.
Well, yes, I mean, we've had our eye on this one for a while and pounced as soon as we heard that it was going to be available. It's been available to schools. And we've been to see one or two productions round and about just to compare
ideas. Get the feeling for it. Yeah, now, this is a lot different, though, from the black and white versions, which people might have seen. Oh, indeed, I think there was a television adaptation a couple of years ago with
Robert Powell, was that?
Robert Powell. There was also one, I'm sure, with Rupert Penry-Jones, who was in Spooks at the BBC did 1 year. But this is funny, amongst other things.
Well, yes, we've taken the script has taken the plot from the 1935 Hitchcock movie, which is quite significantly different in places from the book by John Buchan. And they've made it into a riotous comedy. The cast of... We're doing it with 5 people.
I think we might have said 4 earlier on.
Yeah, well, we had such a good bunch of actors auditioning that we couldn't hone it down to 4.
Okay, so something like this, I suppose, with how many characters they play?
So 140 characters.
Yeah, we've never counted them up, but it's getting on for that, if it's not quite...
How on earth does an actor go about learning... my maths is terrible, but that's a lot of characters per actor. How do they go about doing that?
Well, it's even more than you think, because one person plays the hero, Richard Hannay, all the way through.
Oh.
One girl plays the female lead, and the other girl we've got on board plays 3 characters, and then there are 2 clowns who play all the others.
Wow.
And it's lightning changes, sometimes just putting on a different hat and adopting a different voice.
Well, it's a couple of things bring to mind there. First of all, adopting the correct different voice.
I have to confess, we've got some dodgy Scots accents creep in from time to time.
And then on top of that, I'm thinking the backstage crew, they absolutely have to have their wits about them to have that correct hat.
Well, yes, we wouldn't be able to put this on without the backstage crew. This is a group called the Penguins, and they are a club and they support a lot of amateur drama.
Now, I know a little bit about the Penguins. They kind of go around different amateur productions, not just for the combined actors such as
correct.
Yourself, but for other ones as well, on standby, as it were, to provide the backstage.
So we have 2 ladies changing costumes for them, standing, spending their time in the wings. One of them also does makeup. We've got over 500 sound cues in this. The sound effects really, we take us from Hannay's flat in Portland Place in London. He goes to the music hall. He gets accosted by this mysterious woman who inveigles him into the 39 steps, this spy story, spends the night in his flat and gets murdered. And
that's not a good way to start the day, really, is it?
No, but it's, you know, and then up to that point, people are sort of taking this fairly seriously as an audience. But then in the morning, the cleaning woman comes in and finds the body and screams. And suddenly we're on to the Highland Express, heading for Scotland, you know, fleeing from the police, looking for the Portland Place murderer, Richard Hannay. And we've got a couple of salesmen, played by the clowns, who've already played a milkman and two heavies outside the flat. The entertainers in the music hall by this stage, and we're only in scene three.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
and so it goes on. We end up at Edinburgh Station, and then on the fourth bridge, where the communication cord is pulled, and Hannay, you know, flees along.
A lot of this has to be in the acting, doesn't it?
Oh,
because
it does.
With the versatility of the penguins, you're not going to manage a scene change, are you, between some of these?
We've got some fairly slick scene... Well, there will be by tonight. Last night was the dress rehearsal.
Oh,
and
dear.
As always with dress rehearsals, you have a few slow moments and you think, right, we need to do this, we need to do that. And my wife, Gloria, the co-director, is spending her day down at the ATC today just tweaking the final little bits.
Some final things to make sure it all... It all comes together. It's quite a commitment, really, isn't it? It's a week's worth of production, starting tonight and going through until Saturday.
Until Saturday, two performances.
And all amateurs as well.
Yes,
so presumably
volunteers.
Like a lower league team in the FA Cup, who will have other jobs and things to do.
Yes, and you say we've got a young cast, so they're all employed. You know. Gloria and I are mostly retired, but it's taken 2 months' worth of rehearsals, two nights a week, and the odd extra rehearsal as we get close to it, and two whole day rehearsals. We've had the tech on Sunday and the dress last night.
So you're all ready to go with the performance tonight.
Mm.
So must be quite... When do the nerves come? I know different people tend to get nerves at different points. As a co-director on... This is your first production,
this is your first go as director.
As a director, yes. I've been an actor, I've been musical director and quite a number of productions. So I don't tend to get nervous too much. A little bit of adrenaline is a good thing. but, of course, this is my first experience of letting go because, from... Tonight, when they turn up, you hand over to the stage manager and have no control.
Once it's curtain up, you're kind of done for. You just have to, hopefully, sit back and then enjoy the performances.
Yeah. A little bit of participation. You know, we have to shout out a couple of questions from the audience and that sort of thing.
Well, I guess if there are any issues and somebody is unwell or something, just one of the other actors can just take on a few more dozen roles to do it, couldn't they?
They have to sort it themselves. And we've also got puppets, we've got tiger moths, as well as the train.
Puppets? Oh, plane? There's a scene, isn't there? Isn't there not a scene where he gets chased by a plane?
Yeah, yes, we've got actually three facsimile tiger moths involved in this to carry this scene out, and a plane crash live on stage.
How? How do you do that?
I think you have to come and see it.
You might have to come and see
There's a cliffhanger to do all of this. So, The 39 Steps is on at the ADC Theatre this week. First performance is tonight at 7:45, as it is all through the week, through until this Saturday. There's an extra performance on Saturday matinee at 2:30 in the afternoon. Tickets are priced variously according to when you want to go along, £9 through to £15, high rate, of course, towards the end of the week. Mike, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And speaking to us this morning. That's Mike Milne. He is a co-director with his wife Gloria of the 39 Steps, which is the combined actors of Cambridge production at the ADC tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.